creating cultural awareness and understanding. This is Culture Click. Culture Click is written and produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University.
Today on Culture Click, we examine how technology can help create a sustainable community in Winona through Facebook. This group has thousands of members. And if you haven't heard about it yet, chances are after the interview, I bet you're going to look into it. This group's idea has spawned many other groups similar to it. We'll find out more today on Culture Click. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Tunseth, and I have my assistant Robert Pack with me. And today we're interviewing some people about what I like to call a cultural phenomena in Winona, but it's online. There's a Facebook group that allows you to sell your stuff. It's like a garage sale 24 hours a day. And we have the founder with us and some admins, and they're going to go around and introduce themselves and the role that they play in this group. So go ahead.
Hi, my name is Wendy Winger. I try to help with administrating as whenever I can, but
it gets busy, right?
Life is busy. Yeah.
Hello, my name is Jeff Winger, and I created the group.
My name is Kathy Mock. I'm an administrator.
So let's tell people what this is exactly.
All this is a group on Facebook to where you can post things for sale, and you're able to interact with a person.
And say, do you want it, basically?
Yeah.
Right.
And you can say that you want it, bargain, buy it.
Great. Now, when did you create the group?
I joined March of 2012, and just as a shopper. So maybe it was July of 2011, maybe?
Yeah. It's probably going on 2 years,
yeah.
I would guess.
Yeah. And from what I understand, this Facebook group was created because Winona doesn't have a Craigslist. That's what I've heard. Or was it just basically you thought there should be a Facebook
group?
He
has a bunch of stuff that he should really be selling. And so he thought that would be a good way to get that done. And I'll just tell you that he has not posted anything.
I've never seen anything posted.
But that's where the idea came from, is everybody has junk or stuff or whatever that they want to get rid of. And sometimes you can do a little better than a garage sale online.
It's a lot easier to use than Craigslist or eBay, so I figured it'd be a lot better than posting on one of those sites.
And the idea has really taken off, because if you notice, every decent-sized local town has a stuff-for-sale group.
And I think ours was the first, right, Winona's?
As far as we know.
As far as I know.
Yeah. Because I remember seeing this, because somebody else was like, did you know about this, over a year ago? And then it kind of became a little addicting that you would go to this group just to see what people would have listed and what they would have as a price for it. And sometimes the price was good and you could jump on it, but then other people would start jumping on it as well. So thus, we have the need for what are called admins. And for those of you who don't know, that means administrator, somebody who is the cop of the group. And how many cops are there now?
The cop. I like that. You know, Nazis, I believe we've been called. And, the problem with that is there are a set of rules. And they aren't difficult rules at all. But you always have a person that thinks it's not fair and doesn't want to follow the rules. But about the time they complain that we're enforcing rules, somebody will write and say, hey, this person sold me this. It's broken. Can you do something about it? It's like, well, what do you want? Do you want us to help enforce rules, or do you not want us to help? Either way, you're going to catch a lot of slack. But that's what we do. We watch to make sure that just the most basic rules are followed. We have some rules in there that just came about because of certain situations that, you need to do something about this, so can you add something about this? So we do it to try to keep the peace is what it is.
Well, let's talk about some of those rules. What are they?
Well, one of the things that people can do is called bumping. And that means either they comment on it, or some people just put like a punctuation mark there to move your item to the top. Well, it was getting so out of control at some point, and I'm not even sure where that came about. They're not allowed to bump more than once in 24 hours, just to kind of be fair, because we're at over
5,700 members right now.
Wow.
Not all of them are active, but
right.
Some probably just shop.
There are a few that have hundreds of items for sale, and they're on there all day long. And if they could have their way, every item you see go by would be theirs. And then we get complaints, well, so-and-so is bumping too often, you know, they're hogging the whole page. And then if we say stop doing it, they're like, well, what are you, like the police? You know, so you're stuck in the middle. But we try to get a happy medium. And of course, they're free to answer whatever questions come up. It's just when their listing is inactive that they can bump it after 24 hours.
So for people that don't know or maybe aren't on Facebook, when you update a photo by adding a comment to it, what it does is it bumps it up to the top of the page.
Correct.
So it gives it more visibility, correct, which is why people want to do this bumping.
And they want to do it at all different times of the day, depending on what crowd is shopping. I know a lady who told me she stays up all night and just keeps hitting refreshed to see what shows up at the top to find things to buy. She said, I'm up till 2 or 3 in the morning every night, just hitting refresh. When something good comes, she's the first one that has it because she's sitting there hitting refresh all night long.
I know there's been times where I've been like, crap, I missed it. Right. But I can't be on there 24/7. Right.
No, but there are people that are.
Man.
You'd be surprised.
So what other rules have you had? I mean, I'm sure there's some common sense ones as well.
We let them post 5 new ads at a time. Because otherwise, like I said, there's people that have, you know, 1 or 2 items. And then there's people who have albums and albums that could have hundreds of items. So we try to keep it to 5 at a time. And we give them a warning if they do more than 5 and they say, okay, I'm sorry. And then they do it again and we give them another warning and they say, okay, I'm sorry. But they keep doing it anyway. Then we're going to delete anything over 5 and then they get mad because they didn't know. We catch a lot of slack, but it's fun.
Have there ever been negative instances?
Oh, yes.
can we talk a little bit about that? And then we'll follow it up with some positive stories.
Well, of course, anything you do, you have people that aren't polite. So we've had to step in, arguing over items. Once in a while, somebody will be like, I'll buy it. And then the seller will get a little bit higher from somebody else, even though they said it was theirs. And so there's a little bit of that little profanity, which we don't allow. And it just gets taken care of. And if they don't follow the rules, they're banned for a short amount of time. If it gets real out of hand, then they're just blocked for good. We have to control it somehow.
Wow. Okay. And then I know that...
That's the policing.
Yeah.
So that's your power. And I know that you guys from time to time also shut down the group. Can you tell why?
Just to get deleted items off the page and stuff that's been on there for, what, 2 months?
2 months. Anything over 2 months we remove.
Or sold items that didn't get removed.
Right. Because a lot of people won't remove their sold items. But what we do is, if you haven't actively tried to sell an item for 2 months... Are you really trying to sell it? No. So we give them an opportunity. We announce that we're going to close on this date at this time. So please mark your items that are older, 2 months or older, and then let us know to leave them there. And we do leave them there. And anything older than that that hasn't been commented on, we just delete. Because it just takes up so much space. This frees up space for people to post new items.
Well, in my feeling, some people get upset if we delete their items because they missed they supposedly missed the announcement or whatever, but they can always repost.
Right. And they know it's coming every month. It's happening every month.
Yeah.
Yeah, some people get really
very
peeved about that.
And the things you see on the page, that's nothing compared to what we get sent to our mailboxes.
Oh, really? Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
I've had some very colorful comments. And if you just inform people what the rule is, automatically you're rude. Why are you so rude? It's like, well, it's just a statement. It's trying to teach you the rule. You know, that's it. We say it the exact same way to everybody. We throw a thank you. We throw a please in there. But, you know, I guess unless you have 100 smiley faces, they take it as rude.
One of the other rules we have is that if you block one of the administrators so that they cannot see your profile or whatever, then you're out of the group. Because you have to be able to,
to monitor what people are doing, you know, and by blocking us, we can't see what they're doing. So it's a rule that you cannot block an administrator. And, you know, and then it's like, well, I didn't know I blocked you. Well, you know what? You had to go to my profile and hit block.
In a security setting. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So you didn't accidentally block me. You did it on purpose.
I never even thought that that, you know, to
there are some
do
very
that.
Creative people on there. They're very sneaky.
Yeah.
What have been some of your favorite stories, though, from dealing with this or positive things you've seen happen?
and Kathy does way more than Jeff and I do because she just has a little bit more time on the computer because we have two small children. But
congrats.
The what I've seen is, you know, some people really need to buy things this way or sell things this way because they need the money. So you know, a lot of people have said, you know, this is a really important part of my income right now because I don't have that. So I think that's
nice. And those
are
the people that follow the rules.
Yeah.
Because they say this is my income. I need the money from this. You know, and then we have a policy too that if you set up a time to meet somebody, you should really show up or let them know, because we've had people sit there half an hour, 45 minutes waiting for somebody to show up and then they never do. So we've started something that if you get 3 complaints against you, we'll look into banning that person for 2 weeks. Because we had a person say, he wrote to somebody and said, I don't show up on purpose because it's not a rule. So we're like, well, then we better make a rule. So okay. We made it a rule that you have to show up. They're just, you know, wasting people's time is what they're doing.
And when you're talking about showing up, just so the listeners know that most people create a meeting point in a public place.
Right.
And they exchange the money for the goods or goods for goods.
Correct.
At that place. So some places I know that I've picked up things is parking lots like Shopko, JCPenney. Target's like the big one for some reason. Everybody loves Target.
I haven't bought a lot, but the few times I've gone, it's like the seller comes and like 5 people have come to meet her at the same time,
right?
Because then it's convenient.
They try to get it set up so you're meeting more than one person to get it done in one swoop. But I always say that the Target employees probably look out and say, what? There they are again. You're always facing the bank in the Target parking lot.
Well, and you know, you say my license plate number is this, or I drive this car.
Yeah, right. This color car.
And hopefully they exchange cell phone numbers or something too, because things do come up.
Right.
I'm going to be late, or my child is sick. I can't come after all. And, you know, it's nice to be able to tell them that so they don't come.
What this is doing, from my perspective, is kind of creating a sustainable community within itself. In a way, where one person is supporting another person. It's kind of like buying local.
Right.
It is buying local.
And that's another one of our rules. If you're out of town, because our members are out of town, but if you're not willing to meet in Winona, then...
you're not able to sell your item.
Right.
You have to be willing to come to Winona. Because La Crosse has their own stuff for
sale. Yeah, they do. They got
two
of them.
So we have people that live in La Crosse selling in Winona, but they want people to come to La Crosse, where we tell them that's our number one rule is you have to be willing to come to Winona unless... your buyer is willing to meet you in La Crosse.
And they can set that up themselves.
Right, but a lot of them just say, this is what I have, you have to pick it up in La Crosse. And we're like, no, you can't say that. You have to be willing to come to Winona.
Jeff, did you ever think it was going to get this big?
No.
It's crazy. We have days that we have, I'll bet you, 20 new people a day coming on the site.
The ladies are one gentleman, I guess, that helps are real particular also about who they let in. I mean, you hate to be too exclusive, but there are people that have fake profiles, or and we're real cautious about anybody that's underage, I believe, too. We have gone to no weapons being sold, or because we've come across that, and we don't want to get in anything legal because of minors and stuff. So
that brings up a good point. Yeah, what are some of the items that you have seen that have been posted that have just racked your brain?
We had somebody trying to sell his Playboy collection. He wanted to trade them for Star Wars items.
I told him that.
I deleted it, and then he did it again. And he goes, why do you keep deleting this? I said, well, you can't sell that here. And he goes, oh, okay. Well, he just said, I thought maybe because I didn't list a price is why you kept deleting. I said, no. It does say you can't sell. Well, we don't allow... real estate postings, because there are many sites that have been created because of this site. We've set up, I believe there's a wanted items site.
That's right, yeah.
Wanted
there's
items.
There's a child, for children's
daycare.
Items, that one's hot. I know children's items for sale, because that one you have to get on immediately or you miss all the good stuff too.
And there's a garage sale site, you know, and then some of the same admins are on each of the sites. There's a
vehicles one.
Pets. Work wanted.
Clothes.
So we tried to do a little bit of that just because then it, like, especially like she was saying, real estate ads, because that, you know,
you need to
really
go to a real estate,
I mean, that's such a specialized one. I mean, that people aren't looking for $100,000 houses on our page.
And we don't let people advertise their business, because it's stuff you're selling that you have on hand is the basis behind. That's what we've been trying to enforce. A lot of people do, they're very crafty. Some of these women can make things. We're trying to make it so it's just stuff on hand. So we've created a handmade stuff for sale group. Mm-hmm. We're telling them to, you know, we're trying to transition them all over into that one. But it's kind of tough to do, because once they've been in there, it's tough to move them. So some of them I see are in both. But we're trying to actually move them all. But that site has only probably 300 members. So it's small and it's growing. But we'd rather have items that you have right in front of you instead of taking orders for new things.
But even like some of the home businesses like Party Light and that kind of stuff, they've tried
Tupperware.
That. But mm-hmm. if it's something they have that they want to, you know,
stock that they're
get,
trying
rid
to get rid of
right. for their inventory, then that's fine. But not to take
not
orders.
Not to order. Orders for new things. We're not aligned.
Well, yeah, I think subcategorizing it keeps it a little bit
right.
easier to
you know,
manage.
Anybody is free to create any group if they want to. So if they don't like the way this one, and we had a person create a group because she...
There's been a few people.
She repeatedly broke the rules. We make it so if you're blocked, you can't use somebody else's account to try to list things. And we've had people do that. Or people have created new accounts to try to list things.
And we know.
And we know. You can tell.
Yeah, you can tell it's the same person.
It's the same person. So, you know, anybody can make any group if they don't like the way things are run.
You don't have to stay here.
No, you don't have to.
And we've told them multiple times.
Repeatedly, we'll get people just...
Well, I should just leave.
On and on. Too many rules.
Bye.
You know, you're all too mean and you're too rude and you're too aggressive. It's like, well, what's keeping you here then?
Yeah,
let me help you leave. That's all. I'll help you leave. It's just one button.
Do you have a question?
Yep. It really sounds like a full-time job. What keeps you guys going, or how do you guys keep it going?
It's
well,
tough.
Like I said, Jeff and I don't have a lot.
Right.
We try to get on there.
We go to Wendy when we
so
have major
busy.
Issues. Yeah. It's like, Wendy, this is what we'd like to do. What's your opinion? She always agrees, so I don't even know why we ask. But, since I started, I believe... 5 admins have left, and I don't know if that's because of me, but
how many do we have? How many do we currently have right now?
We have Molly and Dusty, Angela, Jenny, myself, and then Jeff and Wendy. So it's not a lot for 5,700 members. It's not a lot at all.
And so, this group seems to be getting along real well so far. Of course, the administrators
right.
are not always going to agree, but
right.
it's a team effort.
Some
people are up
right.
all night. Some people are, you know,
we have different
shifts, times
right.
of the
some
day.
Are, yeah. There's a girl always on in the morning, so you know she's at. And I really feel comfortable with the group we have because they're all very responsible. And I just feel that if I'm not there, somebody's taking care of it. There were times that I would think, oh, I should really get on there because... I'm sure people are just running wild, but this group that we have, they're all very competent. The way it came about is I had asked if they needed any new admins back in July of last year because my niece wanted to be an admin. And by the time I got home, I was added as an admin. I'm like, no, I wasn't asking for me. I said I was asking for my niece. So then we both, and that would be Jenny is her name. So by the time we got home, we were both added. So I said, well, I'll give it a try. And then since then, we had a volunteer who would help with the cleanup all the time. And I said, have you ever thought of being an admin? And she said, well, I'll give it a try. So she came on. Her boyfriend came on because he wanted to help, and they're both very helpful. And then the last lady we just picked up, I had bought something from her, and we were discussing the site. And I said, well, did you ever think of being an admin? And she said, well, I would give it a try. So everybody's very competent, and they all do a really good job for free.
Yeah.
For free.
They often ask
you're not getting comp, but they
it's
don't
like,
get
I'm
it.
On overtime. I'm like, yeah, 2 times 0 is 0.
I think it's just a group right now that really believes in it. And,
right.
you know, you have to have administrators. We did have some groups in the past or some people that didn't really contribute a whole lot. And that just, well, and I shouldn't say much because I don't, but at this point. But you have to have a group that's going to be helpful because otherwise it is a full-time job.
Right.
And one person
right.
can't do it. That's why... more and more have been brought on.
Right. And the problem is you do get the members that are very aggressive and very rude.
Yeah.
And like I said, if you were to read the private messages, you just wonder why people just don't quit. But it's nice when you have this many admins because they take off some of the slack because they don't all just go to one. They'll write. But and then we also have a group that the admins that we can write on, like similar to the Stuff for Sale group, but there's just only the admins have access to it. So we copy and paste everything that's written to us. So don't think it's a secret. You know, don't say I didn't say that because everyone knows you said it because we copy and paste like every message we get in there so people know what's
going
on.
Well, and that helps me because once in a while I'll get a message and because I'm not that active, I'll say, well, you know, has there been an issue with this person before? What have you guys decided? Because I don't, you know, there's so much time involved that we don't know all the names, you know. So we have to tell each other if...
what's going on.
We've helped, yeah.
No, you have to keep in the loop, I would assume, because stuff's always changing on a regular basis.
And we copy and paste a lot because then they say, well, I didn't say that. Well, you did, because I copied and pasted right right off the main page.
You can even take a screenshot of it if you had to.
Yeah, if we need to.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my word.
It's complicated.
There have been actually members that have threatened to take us to court.
Mm-hmm. Are you kidding?
No. Yep.
Over an item or over,
I don't know, discrimination. They think we discriminated. Yeah, and it's like, I don't care who you are.
We have the monthly cleanup is what we do. And if you post during that cleanup, which used to take days. Months and months ago, it used to take days to do this cleanup, and the entire site was closed for days. But now the group we have, we don't stop until we're done. So that we got it down to like 4 hours. But we used to start at midnight, and we'd have some that would stay up till 4 or 5 in the morning and finish it up.
I'm like, by gosh, I'm going to get this done.
It started at midnight because they didn't want to inconvenience the buyers and the sellers, because they didn't want to close it during the peak time that it's being used. Because if you look after midnight, there's not a lot happening on there. So that's what they started to do, and we have people that... They want to be the last one standing. They want to be the one to say, okay, it's done, and then we open it back up. But we'll have people that it says, you know, even on a cell phone, you can see that it's closed. And then we'll have people that'll post. And it's gotten to the point that we automatically ban them for a week, which usually runs 4 days maybe. We usually let them back in after 4 days because they keep requesting over and over to get back in. But we had a lady say, well, I know somebody didn't get banned, and I am reporting you to Facebook. And I'm like, okay. She says, because this is illegal. And I said, well, you know, in any group, the administrator decides who can be in the group and who can't be. There's really no law.
That's why it's a request.
It's one button. Yeah. One button and you're gone. One button and you can come in, you know. But she claimed there was a law. And I asked her to show me the law. And I just said that when you report things to Facebook, they really don't do anything about it. But she was going to make a phone call. So she was sure that somebody was going to do something.
I'm going to write a letter.
And close us down because we were discriminating. Because we banned her and not this other person. So, yeah.
Nice. Interesting.
Yeah. I'm not sure how it registers in other people's head. But
lots of drama, just
like
any head sounds.
Do what you got to do. We said, just go ahead. So
I noticed one came up recently called Winona's Stuff for Sale Without the Police State. So I'm guessing that's one of those offshoot groups that
probably
you've seen.
I didn't see that one.
Yeah. And I was like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like she mentioned earlier, another group was started because she didn't like the way things were run. And it's like, well, go ahead. When you get more than a couple of members, how are you going to control things if you don't have rules?
Right.
But it's just going to be habit.
If you go to that site, all it is spammers. They're selling tennis shoes, sunglasses, weight loss products, and they have a few that are posting items for sale, but nobody's buying anything because nobody's on it. But you can try.
Now, you started a wanted section, and there was talk of it. It came on, it came off,
right?
And now it's back on again?
It's back on, right.
Can you inform the listeners what that is?
When we clean up the site, all we can get rid of are pictures because we can see all the photos. We can't find just comments that are all words. We can't do a search and find it unless you say, if somebody says, I'm looking for car speakers, we actually have to do a search for car speakers. Then all the wanted car speakers will come up. Otherwise, if you can't find a word that was in their request, you're never going to find it. So we went back and we found, they went back easily a year, old want ads that, you know, we just make up words and go through. One lady sat and did like 200 of them one day. We can't find them. So what we did was we tried to get them to write wanted, the word wanted, and then say what, because then we could search for wanted and then delete out all the old ads. Because people normally, when they find their item, don't delete their ads.
Right.
Because I don't know if they're lazy or I'm willing to believe that's what it is. Yeah. Or they just don't care
anymore.
Once they have it. So what we did was we tried the word wanted. And no, they thought that that was just being too picky and we were not going to do it. And I'm like, this is the only way we're going to do it, is if you use the word wanted. I got, I'll bet you, 5 or 6 messages that were really rude. And I said, well, you know what? It's easier for us to go back to not having it at all. A few people can ruin it because, you know, depending on what kind of mood you're in that day, it's like, okay, well, forget it. We're not going to do it anymore because we tried. You know, we tried this so you could have a way to get your wanted items, but just a couple messages really puts you in a bad mood, you know, like that. So what we did was we went to the pinned post. It's at the top of the page, and we let people post it for a week. And the reason we don't need the wanted is because there is a wanted group. So we say, go to the wanted group, and then they say, well, there are only a handful of members in that group. Well, what are we can't do anything about that, you know, and I let the admin over there know. We're probably going to be sending a lot of people over your way, and she said, that's fine, but they all joined, but nobody listed anything, you know. So it's tough to get these little side groups going when everybody is in this group. You know, yeah. It gets the most attention.
Right, and they want the most visibility is what they're trying to do.
So what we're trying to do is just keep it in this pinned section, which everybody can see. You can see it on a cell phone. It says pinned. Type it right up in that area. You know, you can see it right when you first come into the group. There it is right there, too. And we let them keep it on there for 7 days because we figure after 7 days, chances are good they're not looking for that anymore, or somebody has already private messaged them and given them the item they want. And then after 7 days, they can relist it if they want to. So we're just trying to keep it all in one spot so we can delete it, because once it falls down the page, things are very tough to find.
Now, we're using lingo that some people might not know. So pinning, if you want to explain that.
That's just something new. Up until a few months ago, I never saw that option on there. When somebody posts something, we have a drop-down box in the side, and pin post was an option. So when you pin it, it stays at the top of the page. So we have two up there, one for wanted items and one for just a condensed version of the rule. So we keep the two at the top so people can see them.
Another thing people say is PPU, which means...
PM.
Or, yeah, there's PM for private message, and then pending pickup, PPU as well, too.
PPU.
Yeah,
right.
Which means the item might be sold... Depending
if the person show up.
Right. Yeah. Have there ever been any problems of safety that anybody has told you about when picking items up or anything of that nature with our group? Because I know for a while I saw some stuff out there about other groups having problems.
There was an issue in the past, and I didn't deal with it, but something about somebody came to somebody's house and was upset or whatever. That's why we really encourage that you
not
meet in a
house.
Public place,
yeah, right.
You know, unless you know the person. I bought some things from a friend, and obviously, you know, I was fine picking it up from her or whatever, but or her dropping it off. But yeah, it's, I mean, just like anything else, right. You need to be in public.
Right.
So, but otherwise, no, I don't think there's been any issues.
Not that I can think of.
Not that we've been aware of, anyway.
I know I asked you a little bit about this before, but have you had any favorite interactions?
Any good interactions?
Favorite, or just something that makes you smile or laugh or... cry.
What do you think? There's a lot that makes us cry. There's a whole lot that makes us laugh. People once in a while will post thank yous. You know, thank you, I met so-and-so, and it was a good exchange. You know, we like to see those. I think I like every single one of those. But unfortunately, you hear a lot more about the negative side of the transactions than you do the positive. We just assume everything's going along fine unless we hear
otherwise.
Something otherwise.
Mm-hmm. It used to make me laugh. There was, and I don't even know if she's around anymore, but a lady that would sell post, but then she'd buy. And it's like, you know, it's like she's
money.
Swapping junk for
she's
junk. It was almost just a, you know, just a hobby.
Right.
We haven't sold anything, but, you know, we've been able to buy quite a few things. You look through the page and... You see some things that, oh, I didn't even know I needed that. But that's a good idea.
It's a good deal. You see a lot of good deals.
Yeah, that is true, because it'd be like, I don't know if I really have a place for it, but I really can't pass it up when it's at this price.
And, you know, personally, with two small children, we've been able to find some really good deals for the kids. I mean, snowsuits for cheap. We got married in October, and I bought our little boy's suit that he wore to the wedding, brand new on the hanger for $10. I mean, it was just, you know, amazing. Just because I posted on there, I'm looking for a suit for my son, and got several responses. And
amazing. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you.
And that's why the wanted section is good, too, because this is what I'm looking for. We don't allow a lot of discussion in that, because that thing would get so long, that post would get so long. So we just say private message them. And I had a lady say she posted something within like the first day, she had seven people write and say, I have that. And she ended up buying it like instantly. So I think it's a good thing to have, you know, as long as we can keep it organized.
We were looking for a baby swing, for example, because I also do daycare and I needed a swing. And, you know, there may be somebody that has one in their garage that they didn't even think,
I should probably
get rid of it. And I see it on there and, oh, I could sell that. So that's, and as far as discussion on the main page, I don't think we try to encourage them to PM each other more too, instead of, because it can get really clogged down if they're talking to each other too much, especially because sometimes you have to laugh about some of the stuff they're talking about.
And the problem with that is too, when they're having a conversation, we'll get messages saying, hey, can you tell them to stop doing that? Because there are people that watch that page all day long, and it's like, oh, how come somebody just posted six things? Why didn't you say anything? It's like, oh, so then you have to go on there and do it, you know, and say, hey, you posted six and you're only supposed to post five. Or so-and-so is having a conversation on there and it's bumping their item to the top. Can you tell them to stop? People will be surprised. We have a lot of the same regular sellers who I think do very well, you know, on there. You know, and it's all cash. So I think they do very well. But they watch too to make sure, because they're following the rules. They want to make sure everybody else is following. So I have quite a few people that I chat with probably every other day that have something to say. I bet you I get 5 to 6 messages a day from people in that group.
And we are having an issue, I know, right now with, it's kind of, I don't know, been an issue. We just want to encourage people, too, if you do buy something, check it out. There's a lot of problem with cell phones being sold, They don't work, or that company can't activate them.
Mm-hmm.
And then, unfortunately, maybe the seller doesn't want to give their money back because maybe they weren't the most honest seller. So it's just really important to...
They come to us and say, can you get me my money back?
And I know, like, the incident you're speaking of.
No, I can't get... I'm not sure how I'm supposed to get you your money back. But, you know, you try. You try to help.
When there's a lot of things, too, where we say, you know, we appreciate it, but
there's nothing we can do.
It's a sale. Sell at your own risk. Buy at your own risk. Unfortunately, that's kind of how it is. Like at a garage sale. I mean, you know, we bought things at garage sales. We don't know if it works.
Right. You can't take it back to the garage sale.
Cell phones is a big one because, you know, you have to find out if it can even be activated from another account or whatever. So,
yeah.
You know,
electronics.
Or I know personally, we don't get new phones until our previous ones are not working right. So, we would probably never sell them.
If somebody's getting rid of one, chances are good it's because it doesn't work anymore.
Right. Well, and then how do you judge if the person really knew that it didn't work or not?
Well,
and then they say, well, maybe you did something to it in that 2 hours you had it. You might have done something to it, which you can't prove either if you did or didn't. And the problem is some people trust everybody. You know, well, I can't believe they did that. And I said, well, I don't know. I think I would have looked into it a little more myself because I don't trust anybody. But yeah.
I think what speaks volumes is this is the first time all three of you have met together.
Right. They've met each other.
Well, yeah, but they're married. I hope to gosh, that's not a Facebook marriage. But I mean, so you're talking to people on a regular basis that you haven't even met.
Oh, yeah. Every time Wendy comes in, we have some smart comments for her. Both of them are very busy. She kind of trusts the rest of us to run it ourselves, which scares me. It should scare you, too. But you know, we're probably on there every day, the other admins and I. You could tell a joke or show a dumb picture or something. And we just chat in there. Or, did you see so-and-so did this? And then can you watch and see, you know, if so-and-so does this again and let me know? So we talk quite a bit. I've met all the other admins.
Okay.
So
how long do you think you're going to stick with it for?
Forever.
Well, I'm supposed to be getting a raise here. My Christmas bonus, I think. So I got the bonus.
Going to get a chessboard.
It's in the mail.
Monopoly.
It's just funny, though, because when we post in that group, it's something that you're so fired up about, and you just write and write and write, and everyone else is like, okay. And it's like, obviously, I'm getting way more worked up about this than everybody else is. So then you need to just walk away from your computer, because I've had times that I've been in conversations that it's just like, God, this person has to be retarded. You know, what's the problem here? She must not understand English. You know, and it's like, so I'll call my niece, who's one of the admins, and I'll be blah 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 blah. She's like, okay, and I'm like, oh, okay, well.
You do have to be kind of thick-skinned, to be an admin.
Because
it does, and I'm not real thick-skinned, so that's why she has to avoid
confrontation because she's not good with that. I don't care. I'm a Cancer. I'm tough.
What do you do when you're not doing this? What's your employment or hobby? Or
I do home daycare.
Okay. That's busy.
Yeah.
I work third shift at Hy-Vee.
Okay. So. Yeah, that's where I've seen you on many occasions. Yeah. And
I work at the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service in La Crosse. So I get on usually before I leave home. I can do stuff. And on a break, I can jump on there and I can get on through my phone, too. And at lunch, I try to just see what's going on, because then I'll check my messages, because there's always somebody reporting somebody did something, you know. And you need to do something about it right now. It's like...
They think that we have nothing else to do.
They take it really seriously. Some of those people take it really seriously.
Some people also have nothing better to do.
Right.
And that's their interaction.
It is.
Right. I remember one time in particular, and you can tell me if you remember this or if you were with the group at that time. There was a chair that looked like a leopard print pump.
I remember that.
Do you remember this incident?
I think I remember
the
chair.
And there was like 75 comments on that, and people started bidding to get it up higher because everybody wanted it.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Somebody had to take control of that thing.
There was a washing machine just yesterday that the lady wanted 75, and the bid ended up at 165.
Wow.
And then the lady before had bid 150, and she said, you can have it. Then the 165 lady deleted her comment. And so everyone's like, well, I hope you weren't just bidding it up. And I just wrote, sometimes I'm not even needed, but I'm very sociable, so I just comment once in a while, and I'm like, wow, good luck figuring this out, I said, because the lady said, well, I was just backing out because I figured you needed it more than me. And I'm like, technically, if you're putting another bid out there, you're not backing out. You know, you're raising the bid is what you're doing. And I just said, well, good luck figuring this out. You know, so if they need help, they can come to us, but we really can't. And a lady yesterday is like, so-and-so said they were interested, and then the next person said they'd take it. What would you do? And I said, well, it's yours. You can sell it to whoever you want to sell it to. I said, personally, I'd sell it to the person who said they'd
take it. Yeah.
First right, come, because first, you're yeah. guaranteed a sale where the I know a friend who might be interested is what the first lady said. Well, I said, what if her friend's not interested? Right. I said, at no time is that friend committed to buy that from you. I said, I'd take it from the person who said.
That's that whole Minnesota nice thing.
Yeah. Yeah, you go. No, you go.
When a lot of a lot of times the problem, too, is, you know, some people don't get on to the page as often, and so they'll comment or ask a question, and by the time they get back on, somebody else has said it's sold. Well, I guess that's just a risk you take. You know, unless that person has said, I will take it, then you kind of have to honor that, I would think.
But people say if it falls through, I'll take it, too.
Right. You'll see. Yeah. If it's something really nice, you'll see it. If you've missed something, like you said, just put, I'm interested if the sale falls through. And a good 25 to 30% of the time, that sale is going to fall through. And it's going to go to the next person.
I've had it happen.
And, you know, you think, why would you write that on there? Because it's already sold. Well, because...
Because you just never know.
lots of times it doesn't, the transaction doesn't go through.
I remember I was habitually on it from time to time because John and I were like, oh, it's kind of awesome. But then I kind of had to pull back.
Well, you have to because otherwise you end up with so much in your house that you don't need...
We need to start selling stuff.
Right. And it's very easy. You know, you just take a digital picture of it, throw it up there, and... You know,
we ask that things are in albums, but that other than that, that's...
Right. Just say, this is what I have. This is what I'm asking for. And the next person along that comes along is either going to offer you that price or try to get you to go lower, which you'll see items on there for $3 and somebody will come along and offer two. It's like, well, just give them three. You know, is three so tough? And then the next person will say, I'll give you three. So the next person gets it. Yeah. So, but it's pretty simple, you know, and like I said, it's extra cash for something that you have just sitting around in your house that you probably don't need. When I first started, I sold some things, but I'm more of a buyer now
because
I'm more content doing that. But I said one time I pulled up in the Fleet Farm car wash parking lot. I stopped my car and I looked around. There were like six vans. And a lady came out of each van, and I went to the back of my car and opened the trunk, and every single one of them came over, and I just handed them their items, and... off everybody went, you know.
I often wonder if the police wonder what we're selling.
I'm sure seriously it looks like a drug deal.
What you got there? I've got a blouse
I got a
and a board game.
I got a cell phone.
Because from a distance, I've thought about that before when picking things up.
I met a lady one time who has everything she has listed in her trunk. She drives to every meeting with everything she has listed, just in case somebody wants to look
at it. Really good idea.
Wow. It was a very full trunk. She couldn't find the thing I was buying because her trunk was so full.
Oh, my.
It's like a business. I'm sure some people, you know, a lot of people would do eBay back when shipping prices were so cheap. And now it's so hard to sell anything on eBay because it costs so much to ship. But it's just like, you know, I'm sure it's like a little business for some of these people.
It has to be because I see people... that are
and
repeatedly.
They have to be making money, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it. And I know I find quite a few good deals on there, more than I need to. And luckily, my husband works in town here, so I'll text him and I'll say, when you're done, you need to go across the street to Fleet Farm and buy this for me.
You're going
to
meet this guy.
Oh, he's met more members than I have, way more.
Have we covered everything? Is there anything else you want to share?
Jeff, you got anything to say? You're pretty quiet.
Not much to say.
He just has relinquished control to all the other people.
Yeah. It's
I think I would have, too.
It's a very popular group. Very popular, you know.
So, again, it's called Stuff for Sale in Winona. Be polite. Say hi to the admins. Join if you want to. And enter with your game face on. Thank you, Wendy, Jeff, and Kathy for joining us today.
Yep, thank you.
Yep, and you've been listening to Culture Click on KQAL. A big thank you to Wendy, Jeff, and Kathy for joining us today on Culture Click. To join the Facebook group we discussed today, log on to Facebook.com and search for Stuff for Sale in Winona. You've been listening to Culture Click.
Creating cultural awareness and understanding. You've been listening to Culture Click. support for Culture Click is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Culture Click is produced by KQAL-FM on the campus of Winona State University. For more information, look us up on the web at kqal.org. And thanks for listening to Culture Click.